Hey, it's 5:33 on downtown, the home stretch here for a Tuesday afternoon. We are live at Seasons Main Street in Bangor and our Quality Jewelry Studios. Rich Kimble along with Ryan Wanning, and our next guest on the show has made quite a name for himself in the world of the arts as a director of theater, opera, and film. He's come a long way from Edward Little High School. Kevin Newbery joining us on the G&M Family Market phone line. Kevin, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're looking, Ryan and I were perusing the website and looking at all the things you've been involved with just in the last couple of years. You may be the busiest guy working in the entertainment world right now.
Well, I don't know about that. That's an overstatement, but you're very sweet. I'm having a good time and enjoying the work. I can't complain.
Well, we were talking about this earlier in the show, working in three very different genres with opera, theater, and film. What unique challenges does that pose for you?
Well, I always find that each medium informs the other. I often say that I direct film like an opera or a theater, and I bring a very cinematic approach, I hope, to my opera and theater work. So it's good for me to mix it up. When I do three or four operas in a row, I'm always ready to go make a film or do a play, and vice versa. So it's good. There's a lot of cross-pollination, and I work with a lot of great artists, designers, and performers that work in all mediums. So it's really exciting to go back and forth and move within them.
Kevin, what do you find most interesting about collaborating with other performers?
Well, what I love is bringing people together that wouldn't necessarily be together. I did a theater opera piece with the musician and rock star Courtney Love, but we also had a string quartet and six theater singers, an electronic musician, video installation, so drawing on different disciplines. So, you know, Courtney Love doesn't sing with a string quartet that often, or an ensemble of musical theater girls or electronic music. So to bring these different elements together and create something that's a little bit different and unique, and I'm always learning. I always say that directing is like an ongoing liberal arts education. I'm always learning about different things, different parts of history, and different aspects of the entertainment world. So I love to bring various things together and see what comes about.
You also did Bel Canto at Lyric Opera in Chicago, and that turned into great performances broadcast on PBS. Has that aired yet?
No, it hasn't. It's going to be airing, I believe, in January, sometime in the next year. So we've already filmed it. We opened that show in December, and yeah, that was really exciting too, just exactly what I was talking about. See this big opera and then have nine cameras capturing it for television, and it really works like a film. So it's exciting to do something in a really big theater like that and then see how it might translate to the television screen. So we're thrilled that's going to be on PBS.
We're talking with director Kevin Newbery here on Downtown. You've directed over two dozen world premiere operas. Is the challenge of doing a new work of art, is that especially fun for a director to have the chance to not work off what anybody's done in the past, but to really help serve as the creator of something new?
Absolutely. You just called it. It's so much fun to bring something new to life for the first time. I always say that I want to be part of opera and theater and film's future and not just redefining the past. So I certainly do some of the canonical operas and plays and musicals on occasion, but I like doing the new stuff. I like engaging in what does it mean to be alive in the world today, whether I'm doing an opera about Steve Jobs coming up. Right now I'm doing one about the Lavender Scare, which is about the persecution of gay men and women during the McCarthy era. That kind of stuff I just love. Or, you know, Bel Canto was about terrorism and hostages and in a real-life hostage crisis in Peru in the 90s. So anything that engages with contemporary issues and what it means to be alive right now is what really gets me excited.
Yeah, I'm fascinated. We were talking about it earlier on the show about the evolution, the revolution of Steve Jobs. What is it in the story that contributes to making a great opera?
Well, I think it needs to be sung, and often it can be epic or it can be really intimate. I've done pieces with, you know, a cast of seven and pieces with a cast of 100. So anything that can really benefit from things that only opera can do. Bel Canto is a perfect example. Bel Canto takes place in Peru, but it's in nine different languages. You can have a chorus of people singing in nine different languages at once. You can't do that in theater and film. But the revolution of Steve Jobs is great because it has Mason Bass, the composer. It's electronic music and acoustic music, but also a full symphony. And so it brings to life this idea of the man and his imagination and his relationship to technology.
We're talking with Kevin Newbery here on Downtown. And when I'm not doing the radio thing, I'm a high school teacher. I teach history, but also the drama director at Brewer High School here. How important, Kevin, is arts education at a time when schools are looking for ways to cut their budgets?
It's everything. I mean, art saved my life. I mean, not literally, but it certainly gave me an outlet for everything that I was experiencing and going through, and the talents that I had as a musician and an actor, and the things that I was exploring. Certainly sports can offer that too, but there's something about the collaboration of making music and putting on a show together that I think is essential. Even if you don't go on to pursue it professionally, I think that arts should have a real place of primacy in education for sure.
Kevin, when we were trying to set up this interview, you had said that scheduling-wise, you're in rehearsal most every day. What are you working on now?
Right now I'm rehearsing Fellow Travelers. So it's a world premiere opera about the Lavender Scare that I was just mentioning, based on a novel by Thomas Mallon. So we're having our world premiere here at Cincinnati Opera on June 17th. It's coming right up.
And you're also going to be, are you working with Philip Glass on The Perfect American?
Yes, I'm doing the American premiere of The Perfect American, which is about Walt Disney near the end of his life, and Philip Glass will certainly be around for some of that process. It premiered in Europe, and we're doing the American premiere in L.A. and Chicago.
What is phenomenal. Well, Kevin, we're delighted that you made time for us here this afternoon. Great to see your career going so well. We wish you nothing but continued success and really appreciate you making time for us here.
Thank you so much. Anything for my fellow Mainers. Thank you so much for having me.